Hey. It's the Unfiltered, Transparent, Free to Be Yourself podcast, Speak Healing Everywhere. Hi, I'm your host, Brittany. You can find me on Instagram at I Am Brittany Frazier and Twitter as Miss London Dior. Here at Speak Healing Everywhere, we talk about the controversial, the things that are typically swept under the rug, and I give you, the listener, the opportunity to provide your input and your opinion, and that along with those who are co-hosting with me. I look forward to hearing your opinions. See you guys. Talk to you guys soon. You guys, so yesterday I did live. Well, it wasn't yesterday because right now it's 12:42 in the morning. And I did a live with a lady named Dama Yanga about colorism. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with colorism is where I like to say that it is racism within your own group of people, your own community of people based off of ethnicity or race, right? And I just say that because it's like how you put, it's where people suggest that light-skinned people are better than darker people, or darker people are better, are bad, and lighter people are of good. And so we talked about colorism and how within the Black community, it's a lot of stereotypes about fair-skinned people who are also of African-American descent, and darker skin tone people who are of African-American descent. And I spoke on my experience briefly, but for whatever reason, you guys, I was really nervous, and I don't usually get nervous, so that was surprising to me, but I just really wanted to touch bases on it again because it's mind-blowing to me the amount of people who actually do not believe that colorism exists. Or even more so, the people who know that it exists, but they just ignore it. I think it sucks because for me, being a woman who is fair skinned, right? And my father is of mixed race and my mom is a Black woman. She is African American descent. She's not mixed with anything that we may know of. So for as far as we know, my mother is African American descent. And so I've grown up with only my African American family. I didn't have, you know, the other ethnicities or the other races within my community of people in which I grew up, right? So I've always been told that I was a Black woman, but then you get around people who are your friends, and as you grow up, they're like, you're not Black, you're white. And then you learn about different ethnicities in international cultures. And like, I was watching a TikTok, and on the TikTok, the young lady, she broke down the difference between Latinas and Hispanics. And if I'm not mistaken, she said that Latins, so like Latinas, Latinos, Latinx, however they reference it, I don't want to be disrespectful, so I hope I didn't butcher it. And it's people who were colonized. So that's how they're considered Latin. And then Hispanics are people who were not colonized. Or maybe the other way around. But however, they talked about the whitewashing, how the indigenous people, the natives to the land, thought that if you had darker skin, you had to marry or you had to procreate with a white person or a person of lighter skin tone. So that way you can white out the Black, right? But that was like international, like that was within their culture. So like Spanish people, Mexican people, Puerto Rican people, Dominican people, and it happens in the African American community as well. So it's like when you hear that it's happening in other cultures, you're just, it's like a shock, right? But then again, it's not, because it's like, if I'm experiencing it, I'm sure someone else has experienced racism, right? Like, it's not just racism, oh, black people against white people, it's actually, in my opinion, I consider it racism within your actual culture, your ethnicity background, your community. But yeah, like I grew up and I was getting picked on for being lighter. You know, I was in college and people called me stuck up. I was told I was bougie. I thought I was better than everybody. And I never understood why until later on when I sat down and had a conversation with other people and they expressed that to me. And I'm just like, what? I think it's really crazy to me how this works. Like, and I say crazy, I guess that's really the only word I can think of right now, but it's not crazy at all because it happened in slavery where the slave owner would bring in the fair skinned children and they would work in the house. And then the darker skinned children were out in the fields. They were called ugly. They were called monkeys. And we were discussing this in my house. And it's like, they treated the fair skinned black people better. They called them beautiful because their skin was lighter. Then they called the darker skin tone people dirty. But the stereotypes that I've heard growing up is that light skinned people are bougie, they're mean, they have an attitude problem, they're uppity, rude, snobs. And then darker skin tone are like loud, they're ghetto, they're ratchet, they hood, they from around the way. And I'm sitting here like, it's crazy to me because these things are still going on. And I grew up in the 90s. I grew up in 1990. And back then in the South where I live in North Carolina, I didn't see that many people here that were of different ethnicities. I don't remember ever seeing too many people who were not black or white outside of the Asian community. Because I knew a lot of, my dad had a best friend who was Chinese and also one of his best friends were white. So I knew those other cultures, like Chinese culture. I knew white culture and black culture because that's where I'm from. But that's it. And it is crazy to see that now we have so many different ethnicities and they experience some of the same discrimination that we experience within the black community. But I don't think that colorism is spoken about a lot. And I think that we should have the conversation more often than none, because it's like, what can we do within our own community to change it? What can we do to strengthen each other and make things better? What can we do to build our community up? And not put each other against, not put ourselves against each other, but also just to make it better, like make us feel more welcome within the community that we're in, but also breaking barriers and removing the stereotype, because they expect you to speak a certain way within the black community already. They expect that you're going to be loud. They expect that you're going to, use euphemism, and Ebonics is the term that Dama used Ebonics last night. But there are people who are, I guess you could say proper speaking or well-mannered, not loud, not rude, people who are not ghetto, people who are just calm, collective, who are just, observant. And I think, what if we just change the word from ghetto to extrovert and then calm to introvert? People who are introverted are more observant, right? So they like to watch. They like to see what's going on before they interact. People who are extroverted are people who are bubbly, witty. They're not always loud, but, I guess you can say that they are. But it's like, what can we do to break the barrier within our community? And so I'm really raising this question because I want to know, like, what can we do to heal each other? What can we do to heal the trauma that we have experienced growing up from the hurt that comes with being separated and divided as a community within your own community? Because we're already being mistreated, right? Because we are of a different ethnic group. But then you're being mistreated because of your color. But now we're being, and I say color in a sense of black or white, right? But then now within your own community, you're being mistreated because you're lighter or you're darker than the other person within your own community. It sucks. It's like, when is the hatred, when is the self-hate going to stop? When is the hate of each other going to stop? Like, when can we show grace? When can we show love? When can we show acceptance within ourselves, but also within our families, within our culture, within our ethnicity, within everyone? So I really want to pose that question to everybody. Like, what would you suggest? What would you do? What do you think can be done? So look, mommy time is calling. So until next time and the next topic, thank you for tuning in to Speak Healing Everywhere. You guys have a good night.